the church mourns while the synagogue rejoices. 13 Jewish groups, including the American Jewish Committee and the Anti-Defamation League, applauded the Supreme Court for forcing same-sex pseudo-marriages down our throats. From start to finish, it was Jewry pushing it through. Now, why are Jews celebrating and Orthodox Christians mourning? Because the core of stable civilization is rooted in the natural family of father, mother, children. Destroy the family, and a Christian acculturation of society springing from the family is deprived of the soil from which it springs. Jewish lesbian Masha Gessen leads the attack.
I agree. It's a no-brainer that we should have the right to marry. But I also think equally that it's a no-brainer that the institution of marriage should not exist. So that the institution of marriage is going to change, and it should change. I have three kids who have five parents, more or less. And I don't see why they shouldn't have five parents legally. I don't see why we should choose two of those parents and make them into a sanctioned couple.
The Gentile family is disintegrating. Yet as much as Gessen wants to destroy marriage, Jewish families thrive. It's in the blood. Jews see themselves as a race, and its perpetuity, solidarity, and influence is dependent on the Jewish family. That will never go away. It's stronger than ever. Where does this leave the Orthodox Church? It has no effect on her polity and practice. Marriage is a sacrament by which a male and female are blessed by the priest to pursue marriage as a path of salvation through sacrifice to one another, to their children, and service to the church. This union of male and female is a sacred image. For the scriptures teach that Christ is the head of the church, just as a man is the head of the wife. The distinction of sex remains intact, regardless of Jewish redefinitions of gender roles for Gentile consumption. Gender's just a pawn. Once he's played out, he'll be thrown to the transgender trash heap. The church has lived through Roman paganism. Now it must live through Babylon. Will Gessen and friends revoke the church's tax-exempt status for not performing same-sex civil unions? That's coming. Will the church be criminalized as an enemy of the state? That's coming too. For sodomy, which the church opposes, has been enshrined into law. Our martyrdom has only just begun, but the blood of the martyrs is the seed of the church.